autism subtypes and the limits of the spectrum on the spectrum. These three words have become synonymous with autism, yet behind them lies a common misunderstanding. The idea of the spectrum suggests that all autistic people share similar experiences and behave in similar ways, only to a greater or lesser extent. The reality couldn't be further from the truth. Some autistic people may not speak at all. Others are hyperverbal and extremely fluent. Some are highly sensitive to bright lights and noise, or the opposite. Some have rigid routines and make repetitive movements like hand flapping, while others are more flexible but spend a lot of time on special interests, anything from Tudor history to Rubik's cubes. Autism's diversity is something to celebrate. However, it has long presented an immense challenge to researchers trying to understand this seeming jumble of traits. Strides are now being made, as several recent studies have identified apparent groups within the catch-all term of autism that are also underpinned by patterns of genes and brain activity. Researchers are exploring if and how these subtypes can be leveraged to help autistic people get better, more personalized support, and gain a greater understanding of themselves. There is now a more concrete basis for understanding where their experiences are coming from, says neuroscientist Connor Liston at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York. Yet this isn't the first time researchers have tried to separate autism into different guises, and some advocates are wary of how these subtypes will play out in society. You might feel like subtyping is value neutral, but for someone else, it really isn't, says Amy Pearson, a psychologist at Durham University, UK. Autism is a developmental condition that affects how people interact with others and the world around them. Broadly speaking, this means that autistic people often have difficulties with socializing, communicating and sensory sensitivity, and they may have restricted behaviors and interests. In numerous countries, autism is legally classed as a disability, which can help autistic people access support. However, many autistic people argue that it isn't a disability, but instead a form of neurodivergence, and others are happy with both designations. A growing awareness of neurodiversity has led to increased rates of autism diagnosis, with estimates now putting the number of diagnoses in the US at 1 in every 32 people. This includes many women and girls, who are often diagnosed later in life, as autism tends to present differently in them, especially when it comes to social motivations and behavior. Traditionally, this hasn't been accounted for. In some ways, the idea of an autism spectrum, first coined by psychologists in 1979, fits this encompassing approach to diagnosis, and many autistic people still find the concept helpful. At the same time, the growing need to describe large variations in behavior and experience has revealed the spectrum's limitations. Researchers are exploring if and how these subtypes can help autistic people get better support. Paul, a project manager from Maryland in his early 50s, is currently going through this diagnostic process. He struggles with interpersonal skills, such as understanding what other people are feeling if they don't express themselves literally. He says, it affects me at work, but it's also helped me at work, because I ask a lot of questions so that I can understand something, and until I understand it, I don't let it go. Because of stereotypes about the spectrum and what autism is like, it never occurred to Paul that he might be autistic until his therapist suggested it. I don't think anybody fits all of this stuff, he says. Liston says autism is a large catch-all category that lumps together people with probably many different kinds of molecular, cellular and brain circuit mechanisms. In order to get a better handle on the underlying biology, we need to think about more precise ways of identifying it and embrace the condition's heterogeneity, he says. This, in turn, could lead to earlier diagnosis and personalized support for autistic people ultimately. That's the goal, says Adriana DiMartino at the Child Mind Institute in New York. So, in recent years, researchers have tried to demarcate autism subtypes by identifying clusters of people with similar sets of traits and symptoms, which may also have shared biological mechanisms. One early attempt was published in 2020 by developmental psychologist Mirko Daljarevic at Stanford University in California and his colleagues. They asked the parents of 164 autistic children to rate their children's social abilities and found five clusters that had distinct patterns of strengths and weaknesses across different social traits that didn't map onto a simple line from more to less severe. However, it became clear that this and similar studies could improve on their methods. Some studies relied heavily on parents' reports about their autistic children, limiting their reliability. Moreover, it wasn't clear in some research if these were true clusters, or if the basic idea of a spectrum fit the data better. A 2020 review led by DiMartino concluded that there are probably at least 2 to 4 distinct autism neurosubtypes, but that the studies were too small and relied on qualitative measures of autistic traits. Since then, researchers like DiMartino have refined their methods, using larger sample sizes and identifying more granular behaviors and traits. They have also turned to brain imaging and genetic analysis to help match up behavior with biological mechanisms. We believe that is a more effective way to understand and characterize the features that are relevant for autism, says DiMartino. Now, what look to be genuine subtypes are appearing out of the fog. In a 2023 study, Liston and his colleagues analyzed several existing datasets that comprised 432 autistic people, whose brain activity had been measured and whose specific autistic traits had been identified. They reliably identified 3 distinct dimensions along which brain activity and behavior were correlated in this group compared with a control group of neurotypical people. One dimension related to intellectual functioning, especially verbal intelligence. The second was about social behavior and relationships with other people, called social effect. The third was linked to restricted interests and repetitive behaviors. Then, the team looked at how the autistic group scored on these 3 dimensions, and found that their traits cluster into 4 subgroups, searching for subtypes. Those in subgroup 1 had high verbal intelligence and strong connectivity in their language processing centers, while it was the opposite for those in subgroup 2. Those in subgroup 3 had poor social effect but fewer restricted and repetitive behaviors. These traits were flipped in subgroup 4. Having identified those 4 subtypes, we can begin to ask questions about why there are differences, says Liston. Surprisingly, The team found that atypical connections in a given brain system didn't lead to traits related to that system. Some of the neurological changes may reflect one part of the brain compensating for problems elsewhere, says Liston. This detail would never show up in a study that lumped all autistic people together, he says. Whereas the subgroup analysis revealed the underlying biology, throwing genes into the mix offers further insights. Gene variants that are associated with autism often play a role in the connections that form between neurons, known as synapses. Liston's team found that brain regions with altered circuitry in autistic people, compared with neurotypical people, also showed characteristic changes in gene expression. This implies that it should one day be possible to join the dots from genes to brain circuitry to behavior, says Liston. Another landmark subtyping study was published in July last year by geneticist Natalie Sawyer-Ward at the Flatiron Institute in New York and her colleagues. They used a dataset from Simon's Powering Autism Research, which included 5,392 autistic people, an order of magnitude more than previous studies. For each individual, the researchers examined 239 traits spanning 7 categories: communication, restricted and repetitive behavior, attention, disruptive behavior, mood, developmental delay, and self-injury. The researchers looked for patterns in the combinations of these traits, and also found that they naturally fell into 4 subgroups. These differed in several ways from the subgroups that Liston's team found. Subgroup 1 had difficulty with communication and restricted or repetitive behaviors, as well as disruptive behavior, attention, and anxiety, but no sign of developmental delay. Subgroup 2 displayed developmental delay in a nuanced mix of other traits. Subgroup 3 had mild difficulties in all 7 categories. The final group had severe difficulties across the board. Team member and geneticist Olga Troanskaya at Princeton University and the Flatiron Institute says the researchers were surprised by how strongly the 4 groups came out of the data. Every individual is unique, but there do seem to be these replicable groups. The idea that some subtypes might feature developmental delay was backed up by a study published in October last year, which looked at children diagnosed with autism between 5 and 17 years old. Researchers found evidence of 2 subgroups. Those in subgroup 1 began experiencing social, emotional, and behavioral difficulties early in life, while those in the other subgroup experienced upticks in difficulties in late childhood and early adolescence. These 2 subgroups were also linked to different sets of genetic variants, though there was some overlap between the 2 groups. So far, it isn't entirely clear how these and other subtyping studies fit together, or if there are 2, 3, 4 or more different subtypes. I've sat down and tried to write down what each group is in other studies and how that fits with our groups, says Sawyer Ward. Some of the categories her team identified are clearly distinct, but some seem to line up with those found by Liston and others. We're hopefully getting closer to the reality, she says. In one sense, the mismatch isn't surprising, as these research teams have taken different approaches. Sawyer Ward and her colleagues concentrated on outward traits, whereas Liston and his colleagues focused more on connectivity within the brain. The teams looked at different kinds of genetic variation. Sawyer Ward's team examined changes in the genome itself, whereas Liston's team looked at gene expression. Confounding matters further, an autistic person might not stay in the same subtype all their life. There's a lot of clinical information pointing to changes over time and through development, says Sawyer Ward. As kids get older, sometimes they might switch. One subtyping study published in 2024, which reassessed autistic people several years after an initial clustering assessment, found that nearly half changed subgroups within 5 years. I don't think subtypes capture the multidimensionality of development, says Pearson, who is herself autistic. Autistic people change in a huge variety of ways over the course of their lives, so the subgroups can only ever be a crude approximation of behavior and experience. Indeed, it remains an open question whether truly distinct subtypes exist. These studies strongly suggest that some combinations of traits are more common than others, but it is still possible that every combination exists in somebody, somewhere. Because of these uncertainties, none of the subtyping researchers interviewed wants to see the subgroups they have identified used in healthcare clinics, at least not yet. Still, with further advances, they hope their research can offer a framework that is helpful for the autistic community. Autism diagnosis already helped many people make sense of themselves. Breaking down the broad autism diagnosis into subtypes could help autistic people understand each other's varying experiences and further validate their own, says Liston. There has been greater celebration of autism and neurodivergence in recent years, enabled in part by the internet. Finer subgroups would be a natural extension of that, he says. Many autistic people are still told that they can't really be autistic because they don't have some trait or other, says Paul. With subtyping, you would be able to say, well, I'm in this category, he says. Some might benefit from that, although he doesn't personally believe he needs it. Troyanskaya, meanwhile, envisions doctors using subtypes to forewarn autistic people or their families of the specific challenges that they may encounter, perhaps years in advance. This would lend to having that awareness to try to get support in place before the crisis, as opposed to after the crisis, she says. Another possibility that could one day emerge is targeted pharmacological treatments for specific adverse effects. This is a delicate topic because it may be conflated with the concept of a cure for autism, and that idea implies that being autistic is inherently bad. Many autistic people would say the condition is their strength, says DiMartino. Nevertheless, such treatments may be useful for some specific behaviors such as self-harm. There is tentative evidence that autistic people in different subgroups respond differently to these treatments. One proposed drug suggested to improve social responsivity is the hormone oxytocin. So far, the results have been inconsistent, but a study published in 2024 that divided participants into 2 autism subtypes found that one group responded more strongly to oxytocin than the other. This may help explain oxytocin's variable results, but won't resolve the argument over whether pharmaceutical treatments are ever necessary, or if society needs to support autistic people more. In a discussion in an online forum with New Scientist, a user called Neonatal RRT, an autistic hospital worker, wrote that more personalized approaches to healthcare are better, but that this also risks individuals slipping through the gaps if they don't fit into finer categories. People can be denied the care they need, they wrote. Previous attempts at further categorization haven't worked out. Autism is currently an umbrella diagnosis used by doctors, But from 1994 to 2013, psychologists recognized a second, milder form of autism called Asperger syndrome. It was applied to people who lacked social skills and had restricted interests, but did acquire fairly typical language skills. Some autistic people still embrace the term Asperger's, but many avoid it, either because of its namesake Hans Asperger's links with the Nazi child euthanasia program, or because they disagree with the idea that autistic people can be divided into one group that needs less support and is perceived to be high-functioning, and another that is low-functioning. Some autistic people judged to be high-functioning sometimes found it harder to access treatment and support. Subtypes can only be beneficial if societies also become more empathetic towards autistic people, says Paul. Pearson points out that many schools, universities and employers still don't offer generic accommodations for autistic people, let alone personalized support. The first hoop to jump through with all of this is education, writes Neonatal RRT. This may go some way to dismantling harmful stereotypes about autism. Instead of a uniform label of being on the spectrum, the autistic community, responding to the variety of their experiences, has alighted on another metaphor in recent years, the color wheel. Every spoke of the wheel has a unique color and represents an autistic trait, such as restricted interests and sensitivity to sensory stimuli, extending along the spoke to a different degree. In this way, the color wheel, which contains many possible plots, underlines autistic individuality. Sewald and other researchers hope that a respectful approach to subtyping can reveal autism's underlying biology in a way that also brings this color wheel, and the lived experiences it contains, into focus. What we choose to do with those subtypes, and how societies choose to treat neurodivergent people, is then up to all of us.